Hi, aloha, and welcome to Spiritually Wealthy. Today, I want to talk to you about a subject that's like kind of close to my heart because it's something that I've struggled with for many years, being very sensitive, being an empath. And I think that you might find this very helpful. And that is the five spiritual causes that link to anxiety, that can cause you anxiety. And if you're new, my name is Jennifer O'Neill. I am a healer, energetic practitioner, psychic medium, and medical intuitive. And welcome to my podcast or my channel, whichever one you're finding me on. That being said, I feel that I've never seen as many people struggling with anxiety as this current day and age. I've also never seen so many empaths as I've ever seen right now. So how I would like to frame that for you is I've been a very strong empath my entire life. And it's something that you just never, ever heard about when I was younger. This was not something that was talked about. Even in my field, in the metaphysical field, I would meet with other psychics and whatnot, and they never expressed being psychically sensitive in the way that empaths are, clairsentient. It's just not something that they talked about. They talked about being clairvoyant, and that was never a thing. And so it took me really a lot of years to figure out what it was, why was it causing me issues, and how does it link to your anxiety, basically. But there's more to it than just being clairsentient that makes your anxiety just ramp up to a whole another level. And there are some things that you can do besides understanding the spiritual causes, like there's cognitive therapy and different other types of therapy. If you go to somebody who specializes in anxiety, like a counselor or something. But I also have done those things and found that nothing stuck long term. So they were really good for me for the moment. That doesn't mean they won't work for you. I highly recommend anything that you think is going to work for you. That might be a very great avenue. But when you are psychically sensitive, it doesn't work quite the same, I don't believe, as it does for other people. And I am really psychically sensitive. That being said, I've also had a lot of family members, the children in our family, my children, who also have had struggles with anxiety because of the same reason as me. We genetically have empath abilities. We're clairsentient as well as other things. So we're very, very tuned into energy, and that can cause you a lot of problems. But let's talk about the five areas where spiritual stuff can actually impact your anxiety, the five spiritual aspects, because that is really helpful when you understand that. The first thing is going to be past trauma or unresolved issues. Now, that might sound kind of strange in a sense. That is some stuff that counselors will work with. But what I'm kind of talking about is when it comes to your energy. Past traumas, emotional traumas, are times of emotional overwhelm. And unresolved issues, again, would be along those same lines. So past traumas would be anything where you're emotionally overwhelmed and you can't really process it. You can't really work through it. And when you become emotionally overwhelmed, these emotional traumas and whatnot, they become stuffed down within your system. And this is something that I've been really, really working with a lot of clients that I've been doing energetic balancing with, what I want with the healing techniques that I do, because we are seeing incredible results. But you need to understand it first. And what happens when you experience any type of emotional trauma or overwhelm? Typically, it will land somewhere around, like, you know, in your teen years or younger, like, you know, when you're a child. Sometimes these emotional trauma points can be, you know, when you're 20 or 30 or whatever, and you didn't resolve it. What you do when you don't resolve it is you take these aspects of the trauma, you take this energy that becomes an energetic story of the trauma, and you bury it. You just put a cork on it and you go, okay, if I don't pay it any attention, if I don't mind it, then it'll eventually go away. if I don't feed into it, if I don't think negative thoughts about it, which is also a spiritual aspect here, if I don't think about it, then I'll be fine. And then the further time frame that you get away, you think, okay, well, it's less and less appearing. I'm not remembering it as much. And so now that's not causing me anxiety. That's actually not true. If you can't find an energetic balance, which again, we're going to be talking about more of this. If you can't find balance with any emotional traumas that you've had in your life, they will stem up and creep up on you as an anxiety problem or a panic attack later on in life. 100%. They will just rear its ugly head. The interesting thing about that is a lot of times people don't start having anxiety till maybe they're 30 or 40 or 50 years old. And they'll be like, I've never had anxiety before. And oh my gosh, where did this come from? And they start looking right around the time frame of when the anxiety happened. And as far as clinical psychology and that stuff goes, their theory is once your stress gets so high that it, you know, you kind of overflow with stress, you can't handle things anymore, and then your body goes into this anxious state. And that is true with a lot of people. But when you are spiritually sensitive, that's not always exactly how that works. Yes, stress can trigger it, but in order to rid anxiety, you have to get to the root cause. And the root cause, as I've been working with helping people balance their energy, is never usually stemming from that exact time frame. It's not usually stemming from 6 months prior to you first having anxiety. It actually stems back a lot further, the root of it stems back a lot further. Where the anxiety actually started to develop was almost always way further back than you think it is. So whatever you think, if you're struggling with anxiety, if you think that you kind of have an idea what it stems from, a lot of times you won't be right. And if you are right, great. But if you haven't figured out how to get rid of it, you're probably off on the time frame. And that means you have to go to somebody like myself or another, you know, energetic practitioner where they can help you to find the root of where that trauma was. Because it's so crazy how many people just cannot, I never would have thought it was there. I mean, I thought I had handled that. I had no idea that that was still causing me problems. You would not believe how many people I've heard this from. And the reason that you want to understand that is because your energetic body has no time frame. So what I mean by that is things that happen to you at 5, at 10, at 15, 20, whatever, is happening to you in your energetic body as if it is happening at this very moment in time. It doesn't care. It doesn't have a time frame. So unless you find those emotional traumas or past trauma points in your past and you resolve them, you balance them, they will stick with you as if it's happening right at this very moment in time, which is why I typically think it is happening at this very moment in time. Okay. So that's one, is the past traumas and or unresolved issues. Lack of spiritual connection or purpose, that can cause people a lot of anxiety as well, because they are not going the direction that they feel like that they should be going in. And this causes a lot of anxiety for people. They can tell, they can feel with their body, with their clairsentient, with their psychic abilities, they can feel that they're off track. They can feel that maybe that they're pushing up against a boulder or a hill. They're not going the right direction. They can feel that they're not in the flow. They're not in the flow of moving towards what that they really need to be doing in life, what their spiritual purpose is. And now that I think about it, this is a really good subject because I actually have a podcast coming up on this, how to figure out your spiritual purpose. So you want to listen to that one as well, because that will be coming up. So you will want to like and subscribe so that you know when that one's coming up. So lack of spiritual connection and purpose really throws your system off, especially if you're sensitive. Because when you're spiritually connected, you're not as confused. There's clarity there. There's guidance there. When you are super sensitive, and you're not connected in and you don't know what your purpose is, you can feel very scattered. You can feel very just like jumbly. Your energy is kind of crazy. And that can cause a lot of anxiety. Which brings us to the next thing, which would be spiritual imbalance and energetic blocks. So those two kind of lead into each other. Most often, actually, every time, I don't want to even say most, I want to say every time that I've worked with somebody with anxiety and helped them to rid their anxiety, they have been spiritually imbalanced. I have not had a case where I have worked with somebody or they've come to me with anxiety and they're not imbalanced energetically, or they're not experiencing energetic blocks. And why would that cause anxiety? Because you have to have balance when it energetic balance when it comes to stability, grounding yourself, and that sort of thing. When you are up against, not necessarily up against, but even in an environment where you are around negative energy or toxicity, and you don't have to be in a toxic environment, just keep that in mind. Just if you're in an environment where there's some low frequency, you want to allow that energy to be able to flow properly, not stick to you, not have like an energetic attachment, which you can get with low frequency stuff. If you have energetic blocks, you can have attachments, they stick there. If you're not allowing the flow, then you can't rid yourself and cleanse yourself of any low vibrational frequencies. Now, everybody will subject themselves to low frequencies, I would say on a daily and weekly basis, easy. Even if you are the most aware of it and you're like, oh gosh, I can feel it coming. I can feel energetic imbalance. I can feel low frequencies. I stay away from this person. I stay away from this place. I don't talk to people that cause this for me. I don't watch shows that cause this for me. It doesn't matter. We're human. We're living. We're in this beautiful world. And with that does come low frequency, and it comes along with, you know, toxic energy sometimes. It's just all, we're surrounded by all kinds of energy, which is kind of a cool factor of just being alive. That being said, you need to be able to release that energy when it comes into your life, it attaches to you, or when it comes into your energetic field, or you have an experience that creates a low frequency, or you have an experience that makes you feel energetically imbalanced, there needs to be a way to rejuvenate your energy, raise the frequency, and allow it to flow out. So if you are experiencing energetic imbalance and energetic blocks, absolutely, it is going to lead to anxiety. It's just the way it is. There's no way to rid yourself of that. And when you are naturally wanting, your body's naturally going, I need to be of high frequency, and then low frequency happens and it's a whole jumbled mess energetically, it's just a no-brainer that that's going to happen. Then there's the fourth one, which is what I really think a lot of people feel like that's where their anxiety stems from. And that's like negative thought patterns and habits, where you're just like fear, worry, stress, concern. And don't get me wrong, that absolutely adds to it, especially if you're, you know, clairsentient. You really want to make sure that, because thoughts become energy and it maneuvers energy around you, you do want to be very, very careful of negative thought patterns and bad habits. Because if you're thinking negatively, that those thoughts that become energy then go out into the universe and they manifest, or they magnetize, I guess they bring in via magnet low vibrational frequencies. So low vibrational frequencies are negative thoughts. They manifest into one or the other. The frequency can manifest into negative thoughts. The negative thoughts can manifest into low vibrational frequency. So either way, now you're aligning yourself with low vibrational frequencies, and low vibrational frequencies can make you feel anxious. They make you not feel comfortable. They don't make you feel well. It like you can just feel it. You can feel that you want to rid it. It's not comfortable. So having negative thought patterns and having negative habits will definitely not help when it comes to anxiety. It will definitely add to it. And the last thing that I feel like is a really important thing to know, but nobody ever thinks about this, is ancestral patterns, habits, and energies. Okay. We have energetic ties to our ancestral family. And I have found many, many times when I'm working with people, healing them, or I'm sorry, not healing them. When I work with them and their body starts to heal themselves, I work with you on the energetic imbalancing. Many times this stems back to family, to ancestral ties. And that sounds weird to your brain because you're like, how in the world would family members that maybe I don't even know and some I do know have an effect on my life with my anxiety or my health? Well, you have this energetic link to them. You have an energetic bond. You have an energetic connection. So the way that I explain it to people is you want to imagine it like spiritual DNA. So how you have actual DNA when you have, a baby being made, then you actually have an energetic frequency that is a spiritual DNA that is brought in from both parents. And that frequency consistently transmits an energy or its own frequency, which comes from that family into you and then to your kids. So that is something to really be aware of. There's a lot of issues that can happen with ancestral energetic patterns, ancestral links, and just what's happened in your past. And if you do not break those links or those bonds, you will absolutely adapt and bring into your current energy field patterns and habits from your ancestors. It just is going to happen. And I have also something cool for you on that, because I have an ancestral clearing meditation class, a Zoom class that's going to be coming up on the 30th, I believe, of August. If it's passed, you should be able to take it anyways because they're recorded, so you can join the class. If it's not passed, then you might want to join it because it's a live class and we can do Q&A and all that. So I will post below some links that can be helpful for you when it comes to these things. And I will definitely post the ancestral meditation class, the ancestral clearing class. And I will also post some stuff for you to look at the energetic balancing, because as we've covered these past traumas, lack of spiritual connection and purpose, spiritual imbalance and spirit and energetic blocks, negative thought patterns and habits, and ancestral energy, these things all will absolutely affect anxiety. It can ramp it up into a level that is just can be unbearable, and it's horrible. And it having anxiety is something that I do not want anybody to struggle with, because I've had it, and it was really a long journey to kind of try to figure out how to get rid of it. And now that I've figured out how to get rid of it and I'm helping people get rid of it, I really would like other people to know how much deeper that anxiety goes than kind of meets the eye. It feels like it's a simple thing, just having anxiety, but there's a lot of root to this anxiety when you have a spiritual awakening, when you have spiritual sensitivities. There's a lot more to it that needs to be managed. But I can help you with that if you choose. If you choose, I can help you with the energetic balancing. I can help you with the ancestral clearing. And anyways, I'll post all those links below. If you enjoyed this podcast, please press the like button. And if you want to hear more, just like the other thing that we were talking about on spiritual purpose, I will be doing a podcast coming up. So make sure you subscribe so that you can hear that. And until next time, have the most amazing day. Aloha. Bye.